were coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can in the Situation Room. Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in this Situation Room. We hope and pray that you are having a good day, and hope that you was able to have a good weekend. Hopefully you was able to go to church, and that your preacher really preached a powerful word. I mean, that really got you, I mean, just excited, number one, about Jesus, and you're excited about being a Christian and serving the Lord. And so we just, hopefully that you just went to church and that message is just still with you. And we hope and pray, too, that you have a good Thanksgiving this week. You know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. And so when this is first recorded, this is the Monday before the Thanksgiving. And now we often rebroadcast these things. And like I said on Ghostbusters, even if it's not Thanksgiving, every day ought to be a Thanksgiving day. You ought to get up every day and give God some thanks. Give him some praise. And this week, we've been focusing on Ghostbusters. We've been looking at America. And I wanted to look this morning in that same line of thinking, still dealing with American godly heritage. But one of the big things that's been in the news is the national anthem, you know, the Star Spangled Banner, and the football players not standing, they're kneeling down or going and sitting on the bench when the song is being played. And, you know, that started with Colin Kaepernick. And it just about, well, it done cost him his career. But that's what happens. That's what happens when people make a stand. When you make those kinds of stands like that, you have to count the cost, you know. And so right now he's paying. He's paying for it, because it don't look like, At least I hadn't heard. It may be a team done picked them up. But I don't know. So if y'all know somebody that done picked them up, let me know, because I want to make sure I'm getting good information and updated information out. But I wanted us this week to get the history of this Star Spangled Banner. This history of this Star Spangled Banner, because we don't understand the history of this Star Spangled Banner. And before you go and criticize a person, before you throw in your support and jump on a bandwagon, you at least need to understand the history. And so I ran across this documentary, and it's a little bitty short documentary. It's not that long. And I wanted us to hear the history of the Star Spangled Banner, because it's very, it's a very moving history. So this fit in with our theme of Thanksgiving. And we have a lot to be thankful for. So listen to this history of the Star Spangled Banner.
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry?" He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, "The war is over. These men would be free anyway." He said, "You can't shell that fort." He said, that's a large fort. He said, it's full of women and children. He says, it's predominantly not a military fort. He said, don't worry about it. They said, we've left them a way out. And he said, what's that? He said, do you see that flag way up on the rampart? He said, we have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule. Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, how many ships? He said, hundreds. The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch. As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says, the sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs. He said it was absolutely impossible to talk or hear. He said suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit. And he says from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling, every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, it's still up. It's not down. The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees. The admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down. He said, we don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that. But he said, now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point. Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying. The prayer, God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it. Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle. The flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit had fallen, but men, fathers, knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground. Although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, oh say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. or the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? The debt was demanded, the price it was paid.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets prickling, the bombs bursting.
Now you have the history of the Star-Spangled Banner. So before you weigh in on whatever side or whatever issue is going on, bring that to focus, that history, how the men died, they was willing to die for that flag. And God worked a miracle, ladies and gentlemen, because America didn't have no Navy. They couldn't withstand those hundreds and hundreds of British warships. The British had the best warships in the world. And America revolution should have been put down. But that inspired the people to keep on fighting. They may have lost the battle. America lost some battles, but they didn't lose the war because they had a God, ladies and gentlemen, that was fighting for them. And they had some brave men that was willing to die for what they believed. And you can't stop people that's willing to die for what they believe. Now, you think about it. America didn't even have no warships. They couldn't fight a naval battle. And the British knew that, but America won in the end. Let me just read a scripture for you, and then we'll close out today. The scripture is found in Psalms 33. Psalms 33, verses 8 through 12. It says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect." Notice, they were shooting those bombs, trying to bomb that flag for 3 hours, and the flag still was standing. That's because God made those bombs of no effect. They couldn't bring down a flag. Bombarding and bombing all night long, ladies and gentlemen, but they couldn't knock the flag down. Why not? I think because God has something to do with it. The scripture says, "The Lord bring the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the device of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The thoughts of the hearts to all generation. Blessed is the nation who God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance." Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the only reason that America is so blessed is because God is our Lord. Yeah, that's why we bless. It's because God is our Lord. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Have a good day in the Lord.